It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
This weekend, this Saturday, in fact, Douglas County Make a Difference Day, part of a national effort. Jennifer Colwell, one of the local organizers, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so this has been going on for a few years around here.
This is the fourth year.
And how did it all come together to begin this?
It was the idea of a local community member, Tim Jewett. He thought it would just be a good idea to bring people together, working side by side, helping build community. And he found out there was a national organization, National Make a Difference Day, that holds an event like this the fourth Saturday of every October. So we don't have a choice on the date. And he got to talk to people, different community leaders, and got a group together and started meeting. And we did the first one 4 years ago, and it's been growing ever since.
A lot of these community organizations that you're helping out are maybe smaller, more with volunteers in some cases. And so kind of doing projects like you're going to be working on are kind of hard to get to.
You know, most of these organizations can use volunteers all year round. But on this one day, we can help them gather a group where they can get a significant project done in about 3 hours.
So what kind of projects are going to be tackled?
So we've got 17 different projects this year. A few of them are already full. We've been having signups going on for several weeks, but we're more than halfway there. We still need, you know, about 150 volunteers. We get the bulk of the signups during this last push, the last week. Glide Elementary could really use some volunteers out at their Paw Patch. That's their school garden. UCAN Head Start, they're extending a pathway on the UCAN campus kind of near Aviva that they started last year. They're continuing that. The Family Search Project could really use some volunteers. And that's a really popular one. They go into retirement homes and they interview the residents living there. They ask them questions about their history, fill out a little booklet, and leave it with them so they will have a written record of some of their life stories to share with their family.
Wow. And a lot of times, if by a certain point, if that isn't done, some of that information just gets lost.
It does. It gets lost when that person's gone. So it's a great way to preserve that.
Yeah, I found out recently that one of my grandfathers apparently ran moonshine at one point. So one of my cousins had uncovered that, doing something like that. So that's going on. A lot of these are kind of, though you're practical, sort of like yard projects, right? Some beautification.
That seems to be something that is a real need, is outdoor spreading bark mulch, pulling weeds, doing landscaping projects. The Roseburg VA and Roseburg Parks and Rec both have outdoor projects like that. Most of the organizations have a rainy day backup plan if we have torrential rain, but you know, they know we're Oregonians. They know we can put on our rain gear and just work for a few hours in the rain and get the work done.
And this is set up as a 3-hour effort. I mean, it's not a big ask.
Right. It goes from 9 to noon. We ask people to start showing up about 8:30 to check in. And we really are trying to encourage people to pre-register this year. It just makes the process go smoother if we know how many people to expect. And as an incentive, we have baseball caps and beanies with the Make a Difference Day logo this year. A first-come, first-served basis will go to those people pre-registered. We're pretty sure we have enough for everybody who will pre-register. So that's one more incentive to go to makeadifferenceday.org, check out the projects, and sign up for one.
So, and essentially, you can go in either as an individual or maybe some employees, maybe from an organization or a church or whatever, and figure out what works best for you guys, and then you're able to just sign up online and then just show up, right?
Right, and you only need one person in the group to sign up. So they go, they find the details to the project, that takes them to justserve.org, which is the platform we use to manage volunteers. That person will then sign up and say they're bringing a group of 5 or a group of 6, whatever it might, or a group of 2. Just one person in the group needs to register, and then we can plan on how many people will be showing up.
So people then, if they're participating, just show up where the project is. They don't show up at another location first, right?
Right. In the project details, it will tell you the exact location of the project and also whether you've been requested to bring anything. Like sometimes they want you to bring rakes and shovels if you happen to have them. We usually have extra gloves available, but you know, you can certainly bring your own gardening gloves. So each project will have details.
All right. Make a Difference Day, Douglas County. Anything else people ought to know?
I just wanted to mention for the first year, we have the City of Drane participating and also the City of Reedsport. So we'd encourage you, if you're listening and you live in those areas, to check out those projects and sign up.
All right, Jennifer Colwell from Make a Difference Day, Douglas County. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.